Solomon sought therefore to kill Jeroboam. And Jeroboam arose and fled into Egypt unto Shishak, a king of Egypt, and was in Egypt until the death of Solomon. And it came to pass in the fifth year of King Rehoboam that Shishak, a king of Egypt, came up against Jerusalem. And it came to pass that in the fifth year of King Rehoboam, Shishak, a king of Egypt, came up against Jerusalem, because they had transgressed against the Lord. Then came Shemaiah the prophet to Rehoboam and to the princes of Judah that were gathered together to Jerusalem because of Shishak, and said unto them, Thus saith the Lord, Ye have forsaken me, and therefore have I also left you in the hand of Shishak. And when the Lord saw that they humbled themselves, the word of the Lord came to Shemaiah, saying, They have humbled themselves. Therefore I will not destroy them, but I will grant them some deliverance. And my wrath shall not be poured out upon Jerusalem by the hand of Shishak. So Shishak, the king of Egypt, came up against Jerusalem, and took away the treasures of the house of the Lord, and the treasures of the king's house. He took all. He carried away also the shields of gold which Solomon had made.